Totes Recall is sponsored by Terrible Origami, putting the OMG in origami. TerribleOrigami.com.
I feel like...
Home of the Million Dollar Frog.
The G and the origami have to rhyme.
Is this still part of the ad?
Putting the OMG in origami.
Should we put a sick beat under it so it's easier to say?
Wait.
Totes Recall is sponsored by Terrible Origami, putting the OMG in terrible...
In origami.
Can we do it again?
I guess. Bam, 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 bam,
bam.
Perfect.
It's terrible.
That's so
Origami.com.
Home of the Million Dollar Frog.
Totes Recall.
Oh, welcome to Totes Recall, the podcast where we talk about a movie we haven't seen in a long time and barely remember, watch that movie and eat pizza.
Oh, you're really going behind the curtain this time. Wow.
You guys didn't know that we eat pizza.
Spoiler, we eat pizza while we watch the movie.
Now, super fans, that can be how you test super fans. It's like, what do they eat when they watch the movie? Popcorn? I don't know. No, you idiot. It's pizza.
Pizza.
And then talk about what we've learned, how we've changed.
I mean, I could.
Popcorn pizza?
Ew. I think pizza.
No one's
pizza,
on board.
You guys.
Pizza. Let's stick to the old formula. It's worked for
several episodes.
My name is Dan.
I'm Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this episode is Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid.
I think it's the Little Mermaid. Right?
I think it's the.
Yeah.
First, I think it's actually
first bet. The.
The
can I? I'm going to put a side bet. I think the official title is Disney's The Little Mermaid.
Oh, sure. Oh. This is a Disney movie.
Because they are corporate monsters who have to get their grubby little hands in everything, even though it's a old European story somewhere. Austrian?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Most Disney movies are old folktales they've taken.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid, the real, like, the story is...
effed up.
Really, terrifying.
A little bit.
I don't remember that story as well as I remember this movie.
I feel like the original story, it's something about, like, making men breathe underwater.
Yeah.
And then they get, like, burned. Like,
she's, like, scary. She's a scary mermaid.
I don't know if she's scary or if she's just, like, confused.
Okay.
Sure, well...
I feel like men get screwed over, though.
Well, I thought it was sirens who were supposed to, like, mess with people.
Sirens mess with people on boats.
Yeah.
Mermaids...
mess with people in the water?
Yeah. Like, bring people underwater with them, and then I think, like, seduce them or something.
Into drowning?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, hey, look how bangable I am.
Yes.
And then sailors are like, yes, now I've drowned to death.
Yep.
But without the messiness of breaking up a ship like the sirens.
Here's what I know about mermaids.
Okay.
When they die, they become the white foam you see on waves.
Maybe that's the story.
So how...
maybe they don't realize the men are going to drown, and they get sad, and then they die of sadness.
They die of sadness?
Yeah.
I don't see the difference between that and sirens. I feel like sirens also encourage men to jump overboard and, like, bang them.
No, they encourage ships to run into
the rocks.
They
encourage entire ships to come into the rocks and kill all of them at once. They're much more efficient than mermaids.
So the captain's like, hey, there's chicks I want to bang on those rocks.
Yeah, and then the first mate's like, yeah, me too. And the whole crew is in a rousing, like, man wave of let's go bang these chicks on the rocks. And then the boat smooshes up and those sirens, like, just laugh and high five. Yeah. Right?
And then, all the sailors fall overboard.
Yeah.
And then the mermaids clean it up.
I guess so,
mermaids are like the scavengers. Yeah.
I think that's a discredit to the mermaids.
That's true. I think the mermaids are like, okay, it's like how there's the Navy, right? And then there's the Coast Guard.
Sure.
The mermaids are like the Coast Guard of seducing sailors into death.
They do it more domestically?
Like, yeah, they're closer to the shore. So it's like, oh, I'm on the beach. There's a bangable lady in the water. I'm going to come hang out. And the lady's like, come with me to my bang hole.
Oh, boy.
That is underwater.
This is a Disney movie.
Right. We're not tying with a Disney movie yet.
I assume by bag hole you meant like a cave underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it sounds like.
Well, she has fish parts. We don't know.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how fish bang. They don't. They just, like, they
shoot out
eggs on the ground, sperm in the water. They don't even ever touch each other.
Yeah. Okay. No. Fish don't bang.
So we're watching.
Fish don't bang. That's a song in the movie, right?
Yeah. That's the first musical.
Like, that's the first song where her dad's telling her why she can't ever go to the service with the man.
Fish don't bang.
So, for Valentine's Day, we're watching the
Yay!
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. A Disney love story.
Sort of. I guess they all are.
It is a love story.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
A love story.
Definitely a love story.
It's a classic love story.
It's like, that's the most boring part of the movie, as far as I remember.
Yeah, you're nude, though, right?
Well, I guess.
What did you say?
You're a dude, though.
You're nude?
No.
You're a dude, though.
He's accusing me of being a stereotypical man. It's just like, kissing parts.
Yeah.
Ugh.
There's a song.
Under the sea.
I know. No.
Kiss the girl.
Yeah, too.
Kiss the girl.
Oh, kiss
I remember that song being very pleasant and touching as a dude.
That one's good, but it seems, I remember feeling a little uncomfortable about that song because it's very much about peer pressure.
Oh, it totally is.
It's like Ariel, the mermaid, spoiler alert, her name's Ariel, and the prince who has a name, probably?
Eric.
Yeah.
Prince Eric?
That sounds right.
Oh, that's
Is he a prink? Prink? Is he a
what?
Prince? Is he a prince?
He's a prince.
Or a duke?
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
Prince. I think this is Scandinavian folktale.
Sure.
I'm going to go dance
I feel like somebody named Hans wrote it.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Well, that's just
great.
I kept on thinking Hans Gruber.
Nope. That is the villain in Die Hard, which would be amazing.
They are on a boat. This is jumping way. This is like
way ahead. We haven't even discussed what age we saw this movie.
Okay, let's do that. I read an article in it today, so I know when this movie came out.
Ugh.
So I will
recuse yourself.
Obscene.
Abstain.
Thank
prink.
You.
Prink.
I will obscene my prink.
Oh.
To Molly.
Oh.
When did you guys think this movie came out?
In the 90s?
Like, real... Well...
I don't think it was the 80s, it couldn't have been the 2000s. This is definitely a pre...
I'm going to say... shit. 1990? Yeah,
90. I think this movie is pre... It's definitely pre-Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's pre-Aladdin.
All of them. This was like, Little Mermaid was the beginning of, to use a sea metaphor, the wave of the Disney Renaissance of the 90s.
Okay.
So was it before then Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Huh.
That's why I'm saying 90.
What about 101 Dalmatians?
No, way after.
No, after.
Way after?
Yeah.
That's old school.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is like, there was this like Renaissance in the 90s. Where suddenly, I don't know, like, someone else was in charge of Disney, maybe, and they're just like, hey, let's make good animated movies again. Which really, I think their business strategy was, let's make charming animated musicals.
Mm.
And that's why it blew up, because people love musicals.
Oh, this is the start of the musical era.
Yeah.
This is a musical, as opposed to a movie with songs,
yes.
Which we decided is the same thing in a Grease episode.
But, like... Because, like, the 100 Dalmatians, as an example, like, that one, it's like, I feel like wasn't presented so explicitly as a musical. Like, there are songs, or at least a song.
There are?
Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
But, like, this is the era, like, this whole chunk where they were just like, let's just take a fairy tale, get someone to write songs for us, animate it all pretty, and make $1 million. And get an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Not for this one.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably saw this in theaters. It seems like a movie I would go see in theaters, but I can't remember either way.
Would that have been the last time you saw it, though?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea when I saw this movie. Sorry. Does anybody have strong feelings about when they saw this movie?
I know that I saw it. I know I owned it on VHS.
Clamshell?
Yep, for sure.
Oh,
yep.
Not like literally shaped like a clamshell.
No, but that.
But that type of like plastic, probably toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I I didn't see it in theaters, so that makes me think that it came out when I was too young to go to a movie. So 90 sounds right.
I'm putting up my fists in victory, theoretical victory.
I also know that I had a Little Mermaid sleeping bag, mm-hmm. so it had to be close to that time, mm-hmm. right?
I don't know. They've been marketing princess stuff this day.
Yeah.
But I think that was the beginning of it, because before this, princesses weren't that big. They didn't think to package up all the princesses. Right. No. Into one
I think, thing. Well, I guess not. There's
you had your very old school Snow White yes. and your old school Cinderella.
Yes.
And then this was the beginning resurgence of what would eventually become like the princess mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of them as a collective.
Yeah. Where then we can put beards on them.
Yep.
We can make them different Hipster. Races. We can make hipsters. We can make yep. them rocks. BuzzFeed blew up. That was a parody one of all the look rocks? At this Disney princess. Yeah, it's like
as a rock.
Yeah, 13 Disney princesses as rocks. Aren't they beautiful?
Hilarious BuzzFeed.
Was sure click that wasn't Clickhole. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like an action.
Or someone else.
That's maybe that's what mermaids do. Is they bring you down to their click holes.
Turn you.
Molly.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm shocked.
I feel bad about that.
I don't know when. It's been since I haven't seen a Disney movie, period, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like a Disney cartoon movie, at least.
I watched a few again because I have a sister who's significantly younger yeah. than I am. So we went through that Disney right. watching again. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't know when I saw this though, and I don't really have a like strong memory because. I definitely watched them a bunch when I was a kid, but I was much more into Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And this one was like, okay, but I was never like...
You were never like gung-ho about it.
I was never like, let's watch this one. I don't even know if we owned this one. We definitely owned Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast in the toxic clamshells.
Sure.
And we'd watch those a bunch. So my parents must not have given a shit about it either, because they're the ones who probably determined really what we were watching more than me.
Yeah.
And I'm the youngest... in my even extended family. So I had no opportunity to like revisit these things as an older person because no one else cared.
I'm pretty sure I saw it in theaters and I was older than I probably should have been to be
disagree.
Seeing a Disney movie.
I disagree.
Timeless.
These were supposed to be magical for everyone blockbusters to inject some mustard capital into the floundering animation department at Disney.
Flounder.
Oh! Damn it!
I only remember the crab, and yep. then I get confused between this and the Les Poissons song from Beauty and the Beast. We really should be watching Beauty and the Beast.
What?
Les Poissons, hee hee hee, ha ha ha.
No, that's this one.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's what I remember from college.
Because remember, because in Beauty and the Beast, there aren't any humans to sing except for Muscly Guy. There's no chef
Gaston.
To sing about food because all of the food
preparers objects.
Are objects.
Yeah. Yes, well, that I, for whatever reason, my freshman year in college, we would walk around and occasionally just break out into that Les Poissons.
Sing the song of the violent, psychotic chef.
is the little crawdad the chef?
No,
that's Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
The He's chef, the singer of this song I was talking about is like the direct antagonist of the Crabs B story.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's talk about what happens in this movie.
Great. Yeah. Good.
Ariel is a mermaid princess.
Yes.
Who has no mother, right? Single father.
Yep.
Yes.
As Disney movies tend to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Single father, trying his best.
He's got a whole kingdom to look after.
She's got two best friends, Flounder.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which I had a bath toy of.
All right. And the crab, Sebastian.
Yeah, I don't think Sebastian is her friend.
Sebastian, they're cool. Like, they're really cool with each other. But Sebastian is like the king's advisor.
Yeah.
But he also is like, I think, responsible for her.
Yeah,
or
I think the king, King Titan, you guys.
Oh.
Yeah, the trident. I think he is like, you need to keep an eye on my daughter.
Yeah.
Right. He's like the...
Like the put upon... Caretaker.
And he's exhausted.
Yeah.
And he's a lobster? Crawdad.
No, crab.
I think he's supposed to be a tiny crab.
I feel like he's a crawdad.
Chiquette's bet.
Chiquette's dead. Crawdad.
In the ocean?
Hey.
He took the bet.
What is that song about?
I don't think he's a crab.
Because isn't that song about whatever Sebastian is, that one you were just singing in college?
Le Poisson?
Well, Le Poisson is a fish.
That means the fish.
But
in
he
French.
Talks about killing and eating a lot of different seafood in that song.
Well, Le Poisson is the only part I remember. Right. But I think he's a crab, and I think he wants to kill him and put him in soup.
Oh, yep. That definitely happens.
If there is animal violence in this movie.
I'm sure there is.
Well, for sure there is. I mean, do you mean like human on animal violence?
Ooh.
Or animal on animal. Because there are some like dickhead fish too that work for Ursula.
Oh, yeah. No.
Remember those
Who's
eels?
Ursula.
Yeah.
How do you claim to only have seen this movie once?
And I never said I only saw it once. I just didn't see it as much as the other ones.
Yeah.
Right.
We definitely watched it more than once.
I see.
So the main bad, the villain,
yeah.
is Ursula,
yes.
who's a
sea witch.
Squid.
She's
right?
like a crazy.
Not an octopus.
She's like a centaur, except a lady and an octopus.
Yeah, I think she's.
Instead of a horse and a man.
Doesn't she shoot ink?
Yeah.
Octopuses does she?
Do that. Squid do that.
When does she shoot ink?
She's always got ink shooting out of her. It's like
no, that'd be disgusting.
Inky and yeah. black in her.
No, I
in
think
her bangle.
You guys... Towards the end.
Uh huh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I believe she turns into a giant octopus, in which case the ocean turns black.
I thought that was just, like, evil mist.
Oh, I think it's ink.
Because she doesn't turn into an octopus, she just turns into a big version of herself.
Right.
Because she's already half octopus.
I think it's...
It's not like a transformation.
But she's not a squid?
I don't know. Octopi, pusses, octopus. Whatever.
Octopi.
Yeah.
Octopi. Do they
I think that's
ink?
Actually wrong. Yeah. I think we were
so
all
I think she,
fed a lie.
Oh. I think she's a centaur octopus.
Yeah.
Octo-lady.
Octar. She's an Octar. Because Beth, you writing that down? Octar?
No, she's an Octar.
All right.
And...
She's also a witch.
She's also a witch. She's a sea witch.
She has magic.
And she's pretty butch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, All right, go on.
She's got like a... She's like a stereotypical butch.
No, she is presented as like...
Totally.
She is totally presented as like the... There's a whole... trope out there of like the evil gay villain
yeah.
in movies.
What?
And Ursula is one of the like go-tos of just this like huge, like vivacious, you know, like just like masculine woman.
Yeah, she's
so he's
like,
just like, ah, ha, 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 come to my cave.
She's like from Orange is the New Black.
Right.
Bo? No.
The
Can't
one.
I remember the character's name.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The one who has a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one. It's like that one.
But she's that, except in a sea.
The dog.
This is not me being weirdly homophobic.
This is like a...
This
is a
Disney. Put it, don't put it on me.
This is like a legitimate thing, though.
I see, and I have not seen this movie or heard any social commentary. So one of the things I'm looking forward to is seeing it.
Oh, me too.
And probably being outraged.
Me too. I'm really excited. Like, I haven't seen a Disney movie since I was a kid. I'm really excited to rip this a new one.
So, but we think, though, then, that'll probably pass the Bechdel test, right? Because they're two named characters, even if they're threatening each other.
Yeah, because the witch and Ariel, they definitely, like, while the motivation is I want to hang out with this hot man on the surface, like, they definitely talk about other shit, too, right?
I feel like it's gonna pass. I mean, Ariel falls in love with Eric when she goes up to the surface for one of her, like, I need surface stuff.
Song. It's a whole song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but she can't ever be with him
right.
because she's got fish parts.
Yes. So the classic song, Fish Don't Bang.
Fish Don't Bang.
I have a bet.
Oh.
Okay.
Real quick. I don't think that she goes up to the surface for that reason.
For what?
I think he falls in the water. Does he fall in the water?
It's like
she has to save him.
There's some sort of deception where he thinks she's a lady.
Yeah.
When he first sees her, he thinks she's a lady. Because he can't see her fish parts.
Yeah, she's like on a rock.
Yeah, because I think she like drags him back to the beach, so he just sees her face.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she like slithers back into the water before he can see her whole
body.
But
she's not like at the market and they meet eyes, I don't think. I think there is that save.
I think he like falls off a thing, right?
He falls off a thing.
He probably falls, I bet he falls off a thing.
Eric falls off a thing?
Why does he
I'm doubling Dan on Beth's bed. Wait, was that your bed?
Yeah.
Carrying too many items. I don't know.
He's carrying too many things, and he's just overboard.
A boat? Falls off a boat?
I'm guessing
want to get
boat.
More specific.
Oh, yeah. He's on a ship. There's a weird, like, he has an assistant who's, like, an old man.
Is he, like, is he being pressured to get married? Is that his thing?
Definitely.
That has to be.
That's
yeah, he's a prince.
Where
so
it's like,
to...
you have to get married and have babies.
Oh, yeah, because there's that other... lady.
Ursula.
No, it's Ursula. Okay.
But she does, but she, like, transmogrifies into, like, a... hot temptress
yeah.
with the beautiful singing voice of Ariel, because that's how right. Prink Eric falls in love with Ariel, because he hears her delightful singing voice.
Yeah, yeah. So Ariel goes down into Ursula's click hole and is like, I give me dem legs. You're
yeah.
a witch.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll give you those legs if you give me your voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
So they trade legs for voice.
Yep.
But then in a classic Faustian deal, Faustian. Mm-hmm. The singer Feist.
Yeah. Yeah. Ursula's voice to the singer Feist. That was yeah. her big break.
Yeah. It backfires on her, and real Eric hard. Wants to bang her voice
yeah.
and not her bod.
Right. Oh. Wait.
Falls in love with her voice and not her bod.
Well, I think he's entranced.
Yeah,
with her
Ursula,
voice.
Like
it's a spell.
Oh, it's
Ursula,
a spell?
It's like it's about exploiting the natural resources of the sea.
Because yeah.
Ursula uses Ariel's voice and, like, taints it so that it becomes this hypnotic power.
Sure. And then they almost get married, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But she can't say I do.
Well, no.
No, Ursula almost gets married.
Ursula in lady
good
form.
One. Real good.
Almost gets married to Eric the Prince.
Yeah.
And then
seagulls.
Ariel does something.
I think the seagulls attack.
Oh! And there's like a whole thing about the sun. Dan's bet.
Oh, they have to do it before
if the sun
Sunday.
Goes down, at a certain point, yeah. something happens to her. I can't remember if it's that she goes back to the ocean or she can never go back to the ocean.
I think it's
she
like...
she can never go back, right?
Is that what it is?
It's like something
she's
permanent.
Stuck.
Her voice...
Something's permanent.
Yeah, it's like, you gotta marry this dude. I think the deal is you have to marry him before sundown.
Yeah.
Or else you never get your voice
I
back.
I think it's kiss.
Kiss?
And that's why they want...
Kiss oh, that's
the
why
kiss.
I kiss the girl.
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
You got to...
There's a pelican.
Yeah, is he a pelican? His name is Scuttle.
Oh, no, it's a seagull.
Seagull.
Yeah, he's the one that knows about
oh, yeah, he's
surface
like,
stuff.
Yeah, he's like Ariel's, like,
but he's
fun, drunk uncle.
Yeah. Because she's like, here's a fork, what is it?
He's like, it's
and he's
a
like,
blah,
oh,
blah,
I know.
Blah,
it's like, they watch TV on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But he is,
says,
like,
but...
even drawn as sort of this, like, frazzled, like, haggard. Scuttle's been through some shit. That's what I'm saying.
Seagulls are crazy.
Yeah.
Seagulls be crazy. Yeah. Sorry, I just wrote a tiny theme song.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like I know this movie pretty well. But there's got to be at least like a solid 20 that I'm just completely
yeah.
blanking.
I know that there's a point where she's in a ship and
yeah.
a shark chases them.
Oh.
And there's like a point where the shark gets stuck. Or, no, flounder gets stuck. Flounder? That's bet. Flounder gets stuck
okay.
inside of a porthole.
Okay.
And she has to like pull him free. And
yeah,
I always
yeah.
thought his tiny little fins would never have... They would have just been ripped right
oh
off.
Oh my god, Beth.
Yeah, but she pulls them and it's all rubbery like cartoons do.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then pop and they goes.
You know, they're starting to worry I have not seen this movie.
Oh,
because I don't remember. I remember. I feel like I've seen it, but you guys remember so much more
but
than
we were,
I do.
We were probably more impressionable, at a more impressionable age when we saw it.
Yeah, you were a cinephile.
Because you said you were at
yeah.
inappropriate age to be watching it.
You were probably necking.
Yeah,
you were
probably necking hard with some young dude. You know?
A prank of my own.
A prank of your own, exactly. A prank of one's own.
Yeah. With Gina Davis, Madonna, and
yeah.
Tom
what?
Hanks. It's a sequel to A League of Their Own.
Oh.
Thank you, Beth.
Yep. I feel like I've probably seen this movie 100 times, but not since I was like
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
10, that seems old. 6?
No, 10 seems fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be very curious to see what sort of like little nuance will pop up as an adult. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
there's always, like, little things like, right, parents? You know what mm-hmm. I mean? There's always, like, a couple throwaway lines. Like, hey, here's a little something for you guys because mm-hmm. you're here. And you're forced to be here.
Have you guys ever heard myths about how Disney sneaks dirty things into all their movies?
Yes, particularly
yeah.
this one.
Okay, here's what I've heard about this movie.
It's, like, dong crazy, right?
One, yeah, the priest has a boner during the wedding. That's all I've heard, actually.
I've also heard that, and it's actually his knee.
Yeah, I thought it was just like his little stubby
it's his
knee.
It's his knee? Okay.
Yeah, but I can see how people could see that.
I remember learning about these in high school and being blown away.
Yeah, because some of them are definitely
There is
legit.
Legitimately one in, I think, The Rescuers?
Yeah, there's frame of pornography
yep.
that flies by.
There is one in Aladdin also.
What?
There's like a quick audio
no.
clip.
No.
I heard it. Where it says, kids, take off your clothes.
It sounds like it, but I think the script. What are the script you talking is about? The script says something about like take off and go, because it's when the tiger is like. What's the tiger's name? Okay.
Shere Khan. We're talking about a pie. Different movie. Now.
Yeah, pie.
And then in The Lion King, flowers spell out the word six.
Yeah, oh, no. That is special FX.
Oh.
It's SFX.
It's a signature. They put that in there.
But,
animator.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
All right.
So I'll the only one that's real is the porno and the rescuers?
Yep. And that they took out of the new releases.
Mm.
So.
Well.
What happened to Disney?
Ha-ha!
Okay, well,
I'm still looking forward to being outraged.
Me too.
I'm sure.
Because there's definitely going to
be more
some
subtle
like,
stuff.
Can we, a la Grease, name all the songs in this movie?
Let's go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Under the Sea.
Yep.
Oh, we're not there's going anywhere?
Sure, there's an opening number, right, where it's her and her sisters.
Is it up, like,
and
somewhere?
And she's not there.
No.
Oh, is there some? Like, is there sort of like a what are we going to do with Maria type of thing?
Ariel, and then her shell opens up and she's not there.
Oh, and then the dad's all like, pissed.
Oh, what do you do with a problem like Maria?
Yep, that's it.
It's like that, yeah.
What do you...
No, don't. That's from different musicals.
I would just... It's like an... It's Sebastian's... I'm going to go Sebastian's Overture.
Oh, boy.
Because he's directing it with this tiny little
clock. Oh, is it like a big show they're putting on?
Yeah.
It's like, look at the kingdom. Hey, Dad. I think it's sort of the idea, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
There's part of your world.
Part of your world.
Where she's singing about how, hey, it'd be fun to go to the surface and have legs.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or maybe just look at the, I don't know.
The aforementioned Kiss the Girl.
Kiss the Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Poor Unfortunate Souls, which is like Ursula's big vaudeville number.
Jam, it's like real jazzy. Like,
oh, yeah. Bam, 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 bam. And she shakes her giant octopus bosom. It's terrifying.
Molly looks terrified.
Have you not? You haven't seen this movie.
I feel like I've seen it.
Oh, boy. It's got to be more than that.
Yeah, those are kind
of... Does Eric have any songs?
No. He is paper thin.
Yeah.
He is
There's
like,
nothing to him in this.
He is like most Disney princes. Like, he's just kind of there to be handsome, but probably is also responsible for, like, destroying the antagonist, which is bullshit, because he did nothing before that.
I think her dad destroys Ursula. I think King Titan comes up with his trident. No, he definitely tries to.
He gets his ass kicked, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's turned into a tiny seaweed or something.
He's
been wilting away in her sea cave.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
No, because she gets the trident at some point, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think that's how she turns.
It's like a coup.
Yeah.
She's taking over
the masculine sea power.
And the surface world. Yeah. She's marrying the prink. Oh. She takes the trident of power, so she's conquered.
She's going to rule both worlds and bring them together under her matriarchy.
Yes.
But no, patriarchy can't stand for that.
The prince has to step in, probably.
Yep. And then they get married and everything's fine.
There's got to be another song in there, right?
There's definitely the like her tune that she sings. I'm not going to do it.
Which, who?
They're like,
That's not like a song itself. That's like a little...
It comes up
like a little
lot.
Aria?
Yeah. That's like a little thing.
Ariel.
Oh.
Don't be upset with that. It was great.
All right. Well, we got five. We think there's a mystery number.
I
feel like we don't have an ending number.
There's got to be some kind of like
hey,
maybe it's
we're
a refrain
married.
Of Kiss the Girl. I bet it's a refrain of Kiss the Girl.
Ooh, maybe.
Because you kiss the bride.
Yeah.
And that makes sense
for sure.
Musicals.
I feel like there has to be some like doon, 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 like wedding bell thing.
Yeah.
We got married.
Is there not some like fun song where the drunk Seiko just like flops around and like.
Hey, let me tell you about the up and down world.
Like a King Louis equivalent of.
I don't think so. I don't think he's got that big a part.
Yeah, I guess not. I think he just kind of hangs out. And
he sings Kiss the Girl, though, right?
Sebastian sings that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're all scuttling under the boat, creepily putting the pressure on him.
Yeah.
Okay. I have another bet.
Okay.
That it's kind of a duet. I know that Scuttle sings in that song.
Kiss the Girl's a duet?
Scuttle has like a weird, like... Weird voice. Like, something happens in that song where he's like...
Oh, yeah, he tries to, like, serenade them or something.
He's, like, a terrible...
Well, there's, like, an entire, like, ecosystem that sings along that song. Like, the entire, like, pond gets in on it. Molly is bored out of her mind. I don't know if that was
an
audible yawn.
What would you like to talk about, Molly?
I if people are think they're going to like it better or worse.
Oh, sorry.
I think I have potential to enjoy this movie more.
Yeah?
I feel like last time I watched it, I was like, like not that excited about it. And I feel like there might be actually some enjoyable moments.
Yeah.
Some actual like sweetness of friendship in there.
Right.
So I think more, slightly more.
I don't think it's possible for me to like it more than that. Like I remember really loving this movie, but I'll probably like it in a different way.
Did you relate to Ariel the Mermaid?
Did you want to be part of a different world?
No. I probably wanted to be like a princess.
Sure.
Because who doesn't want to grow up and then have to do nothing, right?
Except shoot out babies, which is sort of implied.
Was it?
If the prince is being pressured getting married, that is what's being implied.
Yeah.
Because that is how royalty works.
Well, I didn't understand royalty. Pranks. Okay. What I'm saying is, this time I'm going to really enjoy making fun of it, I think. Or not making fun of it, but figuring out what is wrong with the movie.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I feel like I might... as I've stated in previous episodes, I may find parts that are meant to be touching more genuinely touching than I did as a child because I'm a fully developed human being. but I also am very much expecting to find a lot of problematic things occurring with, like, gender dynamics or mostly gender dynamics.
Yeah. I think that's what's going
to
be.
So I don't know. But I also will probably, because I've become much more of a... I've become much more like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think I'll appreciate the technical aspects of the movie much more as an adult because I have like a much more, like academic appreciation of animation now. Whereas when I was a kid, I was just like, yeah, cartoons, that's all I watch.
Yeah.
Whereas now I think I'll probably like, when we watch, I'll probably be like, this is really pretty. They should really pat themselves on the back for how pretty this is. Because, you know, it's still like the night, the early 90s, so it's still, like, hand-drawn cells, you know,
I think that most of this movie will be a huge surprise
to me. Yay!
Because I don't remember very much of it. Because
you were too busy?
Nicking.
I'd like to think so.
Eating Sour Patch Kids.
I didn't go on my first date till I was 17, so the chances are maybe not great.
Okay.
I think I'm going to like it. I think I'm going to enjoy the music more than I remember. I do feel like I'll be all upset and be drawing metaphors about her losing her voice.
Right.
And women becoming voiceless. And I'll be all like, yes, all princesses. Yes. You know?
No,
like,
I didn't even think about that.
I feel like there's definitely going to be some like pretty intense like loss of innocence, exploitation of young ladies, things going on under the surface once she makes that Feistian deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are now going to hit pause and go watch The Little Mermaid, and we'll be right back. And we're back. We just took a break to watch Disney's The Little Mermaid, or as we've also called it, Everything's Got Legs.
Give me them legs. The thrust of the whole movie.
Kinda, yeah.
Getting them legs. I liked it.
I
really like the songs. I'm usually, I said this in the last episode, musical episode of Grease, that I'm not usually a musical guy.
Yeah.
But I was charmed by these songs.
Oh, good.
And part of them were definitely nostalgia.
Sure.
Of hearing them when I was a young
boy. Yeah, you were singing along quite a bit.
Yeah. But they're good.
Ariel's song was so boring and so terrible. And so horrible.
I want to be part of the world.
I want to be part of the world. Refrain, restrain, and crane or something.
Yeah, but
it was
what about
rhymes.
That? What about that epic splash when she jumps out on the rock? Right, that
everybody
was amazing.
Everybody else knew to expect the giant splash.
Yeah, it's like the iconic scene of the movie, like water.
It's a representation of all her feelings. Just
it's exploding out of it's puberty, Molly. It's puberty,
puberty wave,
the wave of puberty.
What did you hate about that song? I thought it was great.
It's deathly dull, and it has a whole series of terrible rhymes.
Oh, Molly,
it's boring. It is though.
I liked it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, she gets to name all those objects. I like the part where it's like, what do you call it? Oh, yeah, feet.
Like that's that. Fun,
okay,
right?
So what do you call it? Feet is
wait,
cute.
Wait a minute. Are you pissed at Sun because you got it wrong? Because she what? Was like, what do you call it? And you shouted, legs!
Oh, yeah,
feet.
Mm-hmm. I want to see them. I want to see him dancing.
Oh, God. Okay. I was like, where is this going?
That was great.
Ooh.
I will give it to Molly that is probably the least interesting song of the movie.
Yeah. It's the sure. only one that's not like a fun dance tune.
I guess.
Well, that's not
true. Ursula's song. Well, you could so probably good. Get down, but.
Sure.
I feel like that's nasty.
Yeah, just get on the floor.
Like a club song. Yeah. This Ursula.
Sure. Oh my God! Can we talk about that song
though?
Which song?
There's a lyric in an Ursula song.
Oh my God!
Where it's so explicit. She says, "She who holds her tongue catches her man."
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's being saucy.
Yeah. Here's my theory. I came up with a theory about good. Towards the end of the movie.
Good.
Ariel's mother is never in play, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a theory that. The sea witch was banned from the castle or the town because they had a terrible divorce. She was too mouthy for King Triton.
Oh my God.
So there's the last line before she is killed, spoiler alert, is so much for true love. And I was like,
She thought she had true love.
Yeah. She did.
She got burned by King Triton.
Yeah.
Years ago.
He was probably messing around with some dolphin floozies or something.
Yeah, that's how I got all those daughters.
Yeah. You don't think those are Ursula's?
None of them look like Ursula.
But you would think Ursula would want to take care in some way of her daughter.
What if those creepy withered things were her kids? And she was like, fuck you. Just, that's how she punished them over the years, is turn them into those creepy withered things.
I think those are the souls she's collecting.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
that's like what she does.
Right.
She
I guess that's her thing.
I just felt like there was a lot of references to contracts, and I felt like there was a horrible legal battle.
Maybe.
Who got the kingdom.
Maybe.
King Triton got the kingdom.
Maybe she's like the spurned first wife. Like, maybe the Mer daughters are from a different wife. But she's, like, the first wife who got tossed out for some young Mer hussy years ago.
Yeah, because she could never have kids because it's merman.
Anatomically impossible.
And octopus.
Like, how would that even work? Yeah.
So they just got married for love, but then the king was like, I'm a king.
I need to.
I gotta have children.
Right, and that's as implied on the surface world. And like, they desperately, what's his name? Grimm? Is that really the name of the skinny old man who like takes care of the prince?
Ichabod Crane.
Pretty much the same model.
It's the same.
So Ichabod Crane was like, the whole kingdom wants to see you get married. And that, as I said, is clearly implying get that heir to the throne.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be sweet if King Titan and Sebastian got together?
See, that actually is an interesting theory because right at the end, when they're having that,
they're
like,
kind of
when they're kind of ribbing each other, I'm like, oh, they're a couple.
Well, they're kind like, of friends,
they live together, and like, maybe there's something going on, or maybe there's
something will blossom.
Yeah, like there's something bubbling underneath the surface.
I bet we could find some King Triton Sebastian / fiction out there.
Oh, I can guarantee you can find any character from this movie, / fiction out there.
So yeah, those eels then.
Flotsam and
Jetsam. Floppy and Mopsy.
Floppy and Mopsy.
Yeah. Floppy and Mopsy. They were pretty evil.
They were. Yeah. And they had like crazy magic eyes.
Yeah
one like, yellow eye, one.
And like they were like, whose eyes were those? Because they weren't their eyes.
Why weren't they their eyes?
Because each one of them had an eye that would transmit back to Ursula's, like, magic ball so she could see shit.
She probably, like, cast a spell on them eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they're just magic eyes.
Yeah.
But they're different colors.
Yeah, that's the one. They each have one magic eye.
I know, but the non...
A left and a right.
But the... Okay.
The non-magic eye is their original eye.
Okay.
And then... The other eye got magicked by Ursula into a.
You don't think she like.
Security
I think she had to have plucked them out
Thank
of something,
you.
Though, because why else would Thank she you. Get them both right eyes or both left eyes or just half of each or something?
Because as
or two.
When you see it, it's two different images, right and a left, and then they have to come together.
Right, yeah. The magic ball is like the visual cortex.
Yeah. It is like a 3D glasses.
Yeah. But she totally plucked those eyes out of someone.
I think she might have.
I think she just magic the eyes. First
everything she does in this movie is like borderline body horror, though. Like, even her ingredients to the potion had eyes. Like, they were all living
and
creatures.
Yeah.
I feel like all of her magic involves, like, eviscerating creatures of the sea.
All right. I'll buy it.
I just don't understand why you wouldn't buy, like, why you wouldn't just assume everything she does is horrible.
Because they're the same shape. I mean, they're not, like, they're just yellow eyes. They're not,
no,
like,
those
different.
Were their normal eyes. That's what I'm saying.
The yellow eyes?
The normal their natural eyes were the yellow ones. The magic eyes were the white, humanish-looking ones. That's why I think she tore them out of a merperson and crammed them in there.
Because it's always the yellow circles that come together when it fades from the eel vision to magic ball vision.
They glowed yellow when they were doing their magic. <God damn it. laughs> I'm looking it up. Right, keep going. Just vamp.
All right. This movie, you guys were close on 1989.
Yes.
And in fact, little peek behind the curtain, we are recording on the day, the 25th anniversary of this movie.
Wow. That's good job,
crazy.
Us.
Yeah. Unplanned.
Yeah. Or.
You guys, we even rescheduled.
Yeah,
oh,
we did.
Oh, wow. We're so good at this.
Ursula's magic. Sea witch powers. Yeah, so Dan and Beth were real close on that one.
Very cool.
Sebastian was not a crawdad.
Ha ha.
He was a hermit crab.
He was very specifically called out as a crab.
Yeah, he was a crab. Yeah. I guess probably not a hermit crab, even though his entrance is in a shell, but that's just like his
I feel like
cherry.
That's just sort of like a fun wink and a nod.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a little goldfish as horse.
Yeah.
Oh, and that little seahorse with the cute collar.
Oh,
I love that guy.
The announcer or whatever.
Yeah. He was like the little page boy of the court.
Oh, I really was so charmed by this movie.
You guys, Molly loved this movie so much.
I really, really liked it.
Except Ariel's song about wanting to get treasures.
Oh, so boring. But aside from that, like, any of the scenes that involved all of the creatures forming a musical orchestra, which was actually a surprising number of scenes, I really loved. I thought it was so magical and sweet, and I didn't see a lot of things coming that everybody else did. But I definitely saw this movie. Every few minutes, I was like, oh, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that, too. So I felt good about that part.
Yeah, Under the Sea, that's probably the best song. That's the best one. And it's
pretty good.
The lyrics are pretty great. They name a ton of animals, like species names, and talk about what kind of instrument they play, essentially. There's a whole middle section where it's like, the best is on the best. Boop, ba, doot, 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 doot.
The
carp play the
fluke.
Harp.
Yeah.
Fluke is the Duke of Soul.
Yeah.
That was good.
Duke of Soul.
The Sturgeon played the
Sturgeon and the Ray dance
all day.
Something like that.
I don't know. But yeah, it's pretty great.
Oh, we should have tried to name
all the creatures.
Sturgeon. Carp. But the harp was, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
They played a lot of animals, too, like Flintstones.
Yeah, that seemed weird.
Like, all, like, the octopuses were strings for things.
That seemed
and all the turtles were
abusive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, creepy.
But they were having fun.
That part seemed to borrow from the Flintstones.
Yes.
And that scene in the kitchen where the chef is chasing after Sebastian was straight out of Tom and Jerry.
Totally.
Yeah. Le Poisson, that song, which we didn't guess. We didn't guess that song. Or did we?
Well
Molly sang it in college.
She sang, but we didn't list it here.
I didn't realize that it was an entire song. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, that's what he's singing while he's cooking. But that's a whole series of scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Sebastian, who has been guilted into helping dumb Ariel.
Yeah, with her, because she used her simpering human, now human eyes on him.
Yeah. Gets trapped in the kitchen, and the psychotic chef, who's like bananas about killing seafood.
Yeah, he is really into it.
He's like, that's his number one thing, is chopping fish heads off and like ripping their guts out. And this movie is pretty, for like a G-rated kids movie.
Yeah.
That's pretty sexy, one.
Yeah.
And, like, violent when you think of how most of the main characters are, like, sea life based.
Yeah.
And then to see in the kitchen, like, shadows of guts being ripped out.
Well, and like explicit decapitations,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Rom-com.
Greatest love story of all time.
According to, by the way, just to nail this.
Going back to the eyeballs?
Yes.
Magic eyes?
According to Disney, the Disney Wiki, when their white eyes combine, they form a crystal ball, a portal through which Earth's looking to the outside world. Kabam!
Wow. All right.
I paid attention.
Understand.
The reason it was confusing is because they're drawn exactly the same, and they're not always on that side of each other.
Mm.
So the white eyes aren't always right next to each other, because sometimes they writhe around and like wrap around each other, because they got something weird going on.
They're creepy.
Yeah.
A lot of characters have something weird going on with another character, I feel like.
Yeah. Speaking of things that people are going on, we should talk about Ursula, because it's Dan's new favorite thing ever.
Yeah. Like, as we established, this was... I've not seen this since I was a child. And, like, I certainly, you know, enjoyed all of the fun, weirdly designed characters of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize Ursula is probably the best villain they have put onto the screen in these movies.
She's pretty great.
She's great.
And I was reading an article / list of things you didn't know about Little Mermaid.
Ooh.
During the break. Ursula was inspired by Bea Arthur.
Yes.
Divine.
Yep.
I guess is a drag queen from John Waters movies.
Yeah.
Primarily.
I can see that.
And Joan Collins' character in Dynasty. That doesn't...
It means nothing
to topical.
It means nothing to me, but for people who are Dynasty fans out there...
she was a delight, though.
But yeah, she was like a big, brassy drag queen.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was great.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was so fun to just watch her cackle and...
Chewed the scenery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as Molly pointed out, she had a lot of terrible advice, but it was all, like, to trick Ariel. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I don't feel like her message was actually, like, go please your man. It was, like, a little bit, like, you're dumb, and this is what you think.
No, it was, like, her song was, like, a drag show. Like, a lot of it was, like, this cheeky, like, kind of, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's the joke. Like, she's saying all these things because the audience is like, yeah, that is dumb, Ursula, you're right. And then they clap and throw money at
her.
Now I'm wondering if Ursula...
She does shake her parts.
A lot.
Yep.
They never stop shaking.
Now I'm wondering if Ursula and Triton were in a same-sex relationship.
Oh, maybe Ursula transitioned.
Yeah.
And King Triton's too old school.
And he couldn't handle that.
Couldn't handle it.
He was like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
King Triton.
What if in the sea world, like, it's not just like a gender thing. Like, she was originally like a fish-bottomed merlady.
Yeah.
And she's like, I identify as an octar. You know? And then she used her sweet magic.
Yeah.
Like, kick-ass black magic. Ocean magic to turn into an octar.
Yeah.
And King Triton was like, no, thank you. Some young merlady, because as we established, Ariel is 16 and everyone is totally cool with her marrying somebody. Like, yeah, there's prejudice against humans, but no one seems to have a problem with the idea of her just like settling down.
And she's also the youngest daughter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Of 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's gotta be some, what's up with those older daughters?
Yeah, the oldest daughter's like,
they get married.
I don't know when my day is.
Yeah, because they all seem to live in the palace, right?
Yeah.
Because they all have that shared dressing room and that vague room that Ariel's spending all her time in, which, what could it be? Because they're already in the water.
I think it's like a shower, except for instead of water,
dirt.
Like air. Yeah. Dirt.
They just get air dried.
Yep.
But there's not... Is there pressure on the Mer daughters to get married?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They can just, as Under the Sea says, like, life is great. They just hang out.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
They can do
put on sweet Broadway shows or whatever.
Yeah, that's all they do is put on shows.
Apparently.
They're a bunch of theatrical Mer people.
Yeah, what are they... What does anyone do in that world?
They just live life.
But why do they need a king then?
One guy has the job as the announcer.
The little seahorse?
Yeah, little sea.
Why even have a king then?
So you can have an announcer.
Like those people at the beginning, those mermaids that come in for the show, those have to be like the vassals of the king. Like they're clearly toiling away somewhere that we don't see.
Sure.
Like harvesting coral or whatever. Seaweed. Kelp. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, going like murdering whales so that King Triton can have his delicious feast of blubber and...
I don't think he eats... Well, he might eat mammals, but he explicitly...
Oh, yeah, he's
the pejorative
angry.
To humans is fish eaters.
Yeah, ooh.
And so that's a big deal not to eat fish,
because
he's half fish. And he's got fish subjects.
Oh, that means...
But do they... No, because... Well... He enters.
You're on the case.
Yeah, he enters being pulled by porpoises. Right.
Oh, mammals.
So mammals.
Oh
I
my god.
Be a second class citizen.
Mammal enslavement. That is holy shit.
Probably is eating whales.
Because I remember, and we all thought that when he first came in. It's like he has a fin, like a fish tail. He can propel him through the water quite easily. Why did he harness those dolphins?
Yeah.
Wow.
Show of power.
Oh yeah. My god. Mm. He enslaved the mammals of the sea.
That's why they
did. They probably cut that song.
Probably long ago.
Yeah.
Everybody lived as equals.
Right.
And then great economic collapse mm-hmm. happened in the fish world.
Yep.
Yeah, so they ran out of
sand dollars. They ran out of sand dollars. Had to blame somebody. Blame the mammals.
Wait. So King Triton is like a classic, he's like a classic 20th century fascist who came into power through economic hardship and just found a scapegoat?
Yep.
Oh my god. Wow. This changes everything.
Think about it.
Wow.
It's deep.
And then, once the mammals were proven to be harmless, because they completely subjugated them, then he went off on his anti-human rhetoric.
Right.
And that's where we find ourselves at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Wow.
The racism in this is pretty heavy towards humans.
Yeah.
But the humans don't even know about mer people.
No, they're just ignorant.
Yeah.
They kind of. At the beginning, there's like a whole boat of sailors.
Awesome sailors.
Yeah, they're great. And they're like going off about how mermaids are.
And they like named him. Yeah, that's
true. Well, yeah. I guess they sort of, in like an old timey myth sort of way.
Yeah.
They're like, King Triton must be mad today or whatever.
Well, more accurately, King Triton isn't like that dude.
Yeah.
He was missing an eye.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And he was wagging fish in
I was
faces.
So disappointed he was not in the movie more.
Yeah, he just had one scene with that winky pirate. It was great.
Yeah.
I don't know about the Bechdel test.
Yeah.
I can tell you that the Little Mermaid's hair never stops moving.
Oh my god,
land or sea.
No, I wrote that down.
Shampoo commercial.
I just wrote
hair.
With an exclamation point. The hair animation in this movie was amazing.
Yeah. I think there must have been somebody assigned
hair. No question.
It was incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's like the, did you just already say this, the Herbal Essences ad campaign?
I think she was saying that,
was
and then I started
there.
Talking.
Okay. Yes.
Patriarchy.
Patriarchy.
I apologize.
Let me mansplain what you haven't yet said. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Molly.
Make a joke about Herbal Essences.
Stop it.
Do you think that's why, because there was a person whose job it was to animate hair, that's why all of her sisters wore stylish updos for most of the movie?
I'm overworked as it is. I'm going to hit those aerial hair.
I really concentrate on one person's hair.
Well, and the beard, even the Triton beard kind of.
That's true.
Yeah.
I felt like they sort of shortchanged the eels a little bit. They're like, oh, they're a little creepy, rough around the edges, close enough.
And then they explode.
Yeah. That's
Talk about
sad.
A short trip.
I actually felt really sad when they exploded. Yeah. It was not their fault. I believe if she wants to kill somebody, she should do it herself. And obviously she can get really big and powerful.
Yeah. Was that because of the Trident, though? Spoiler alert. At one point, she turns King Triton into a withered old thing.
Yeah.
Like she has a collection of souls, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then has the Trident. And then seems like that's kind of was sort of her main goal.
That's the end game. Then she becomes queen of the sea.
Yeah, because she wants her kingdom back.
Yeah.
Because
of the divorce settlement, right.
Yeah. She says, she even says something about like.
She used to be in charge. And she said she used to be in charge. Or something. She at least said she used to live in the palace.
Yeah.
She definitely used to live in the palace.
Yeah.
Because they were married.
Yeah.
They were married before she was an Oktar.
Yes.
But yeah, we should talk about the strength of contracts in this movie. Because that's kind of a weird thing.
Apparently, maritime law.
Yeah. She draws out the contract between herself and Ariel to exchange voice for legs. And then after 3 days, if she doesn't get love's true kiss, she gets Ariel's soul, essentially.
Right.
I don't know what she does with those souls.
I think she just turns into those withered things.
And then she just likes them? Is it like collecting little figurines?
I think it's just like a karma thing. What?
Like mother, like daughter. Collecting
things. Yeah.
Guys.
Maybe it's about materialism.
I think it's just like a spite thing. Like, she can just look at them and be like, look at you tiny, hideous things that are no longer beautiful, athletic mer people.
Yeah, I think she wants her own, like, people to rule over.
Right.
Like, that's her sad little kingdom now.
Oh.
She rules through fear instead of King Triton.
Yeah, and like rooting them to the earth.
Rolls through racism.
propaganda. <Yeah.
laughs> Oh, right, and that's why they put on these elaborate shows with his daughters to distract the peasantry, so they just come in like, oh, a great show, what a wonderful king. Now go back to the fields.
Get kelp, or else the mammals will rise up again.
That's right.
But anyway, the contract, she shows the contract to King Triton.
Glowing. It's like this
and he just
powerful.
He just tries to blast it with his trident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if he destroys the paper, I guess.
If he had had a pen.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyway.
But that is more powerful than his trident, which can do anything.
Seemingly anything.
Except create legs.
Yeah. Create legs. Rainbows.
Rainbows. You can grow super size.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah. Like, Ursula seems to have a way better grasp on what that trident's capabilities are. Like, she clearly read the owner's manual when she lived in the palace.
Yeah.
Whereas the King Triton probably just, like, got it handed down to him from his family line. It's just like, yeah, I get it. It's just, you know, zap, zap.
Zap, zap, zap.
Yeah. Because that was surprising, actually, how much she could do at the end. Like, Triton seemed, you know, because with King Triton, the whole movie, you just think, like, oh, he can zap stuff. Right. But she was, like, changing the weather. Like, she was changing global weather patterns on the fly.
More artful.
Yeah.
I bet he could probably do that.
I think he does. That's, isn't if he that thought the about thing? It. Is like if Triton is mad, he can use his trident to.
Is that what
the
Winky Pirate said?
Yeah.
If Triton is happy, then the weather's nice and they don't have to worry about storms. And
but
if
he was
angry,
happy.
He got real angry and that's when the storm hit.
Oh! I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that as a child. I did not catch that just now.
There you go.
Huh.
So the Bechdel test.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to...
I forgot to pay attention to that.
Wait.
So there is a point where she is in the bathtub.
Oh!
Oh.
Yeah.
She's in the bathtub, and then there's the woman. I can't remember her name, but
she has a name.
And they're talking about...
But Ariel doesn't talk.
Yeah, Ariel. But she asked her a question, and she nods yes.
Does that count?
Which I don't know, because she doesn't have a voice.
Yeah.
So is that...
She literally
does not have a voice.
Yeah. That's why I'm like...
Two named characters who have a voice and talk to
each other. They have a conversation. Yeah.
Right.
A conversation. Does body language count?
According to Ursula,
body
yes.
Body language counts.
Body language.
Body language. That was one of the few things I remembered from this movie.
Yeah.
I should have mentioned that in the first half. I apologize.
I think no. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. When Ursula and Ariel were having their whole contract signing business.
I feel like Ariel didn't talk there either.
She just got sung at.
I feel like she just got sung at, right?
The sisters are all named, and they kind of talk about whatever Ariel's doing, right?
But isn't she, aren't they talking
they talk about
to
she's
her
in
dad?
Love.
They're all talking to King Triton. None of them talk to each other, right?
Well, okay. There's a point where Ariel's, like, in the... water
shower or whatever.
Yeah. And they say she's been in there all day.
Ooh, but aren't they talking to her? And then she just sings instead of says anything?
I think that might be it, actually. Yeah. Oh, well, you've been in there all day. Blah, blah. Yeah, because they all get name checked at the top during the musical number.
I don't think they ever address each other.
I think the end result is maybe we didn't pay close enough attention.
So sorry, clearly not explicitly enough.
Go watch this movie.
Yeah.
And tweet at us at TotesRegalPod.
Tweet at us.
At Totes Recall Pod and tell us if this movie passed the Bechdel test or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, listeners. Get on the Twitter. It's Valentine's Day.
This episode brought to you by Twitter.com.
Yeah. It was Valentine's Day yesterday. You've already got your romance out of the way.
Right.
Now it's time to sit down and watch Little Mermaid.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right? Now that the pressure's off, like, just sit back, enjoy a movie from your childhood.
Yeah.
That's actually... kind of holds up way better than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, agreed.
And every frame is beautiful.
Oh my God, right?
Like, you could have just taken any one of those screens and framed it and put it on your wall. They were really, truly gorgeous.
Not to mention, the facial animations are apparently so charming that they will put one Molly Chase into fits of gleeful laughter.
Yeah.
She was so happy the whole time.
The Sebastian face constantly got you.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
So expressive, that crab.
So good.
Also, when the oars come out of the water,
and the
like
frogs
five
come
frogs on it, and they're singing in the chorus.
Can we talk about that whole phenomenon?
Kiss the girl?
Just that whole, throughout the movie, of like Sebastian just being able to like, at a whim, summon this entire sea life orchestra choir, or whatever, like, at will. Is he like, is he, like, the union president for, like, all of the performers of the sea? You know what I mean? Because he seems to have a ton. Like, he was literally in a strange land. Like, they were in Prink Eric's kingdom. And
that's just how far his reputation carries. Yeah. That's
he's the court composer.
Okay. Slash lover of the king.
Yeah. So I guess, like, so that's, I guess that rumor spreads. So those, the random turtles are just like, I guess I have to use my belly like a drum. The king's boy toy wants me to do a song.
And he can straight up control the wind.
That, yeah. The no trident even.
Yeah.
Well, he did have a tiny reed baton. Do you think those are his batons, like tiny tridents?
Maybe King Triton. Oh, those are crab trident, his little baton?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe King Triton bestowed upon him as a gift to his boyfriend a fraction of his power.
Sure.
Like, just a fraction, just enough.
I feel like Sebastian could have earned that on his own.
Yeah. How?
Through hard work and practice. Like,
how does sea like magic
the,
work?
He's I guess like I don't the Bach of the sea. Like, okay. If Bach shows up and it's like, hey, we're going to do a song, you're like, oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Let's yeah, it's this. On. Let's it's do on. It.
I see.
And then he conducts a shit
including
out of it.
The elements themselves.
Yeah. And
the
then
wind.
You're like, you gather up your frog friends and you're like, wait for it, wait for it. And then the paddle scoops you up and you're ready for your big moment.
That's what I wanted, like, especially under the sea. Like, that was so.
That was a pond. Cool. Are you gonna, is that what you're going to point out?
No. That wasn't a pond. That was later. That was Kiss the Girl.
Okay.
Keep up, Molly.
To be fair.
What?
It's a lagoon, isn't it?
Yeah, probably. Oh. Okay. So, under the sea, right? We are presented, that is presented to us, the audience, as like, hey, Ariel, let me tell you a little something about not wanting to go back up there. And he had that elaborate song with choreography.
Yeah.
Like, how long have they been rehearsing that, and for what purpose? Like, did he just know, like, at some point, I'm going to have to just really sell the ocean life to somebody?
I bet he's done it 6 other times with all the other daughters.
Oh, it's like, they're all, whenever they're, all the impetuous teens at some point.
Yeah.
So you're saying that song got through to all the rest of the girls.
Well, she left halfway through, so it didn't affect
her. Right, I see. Yeah. If she had stayed to the end, she would have been like, yeah, you're right, screw it.
It's great under here.
Then the movie would end.
We get to literally do nothing.
Literally. Collect garbage. That's she just collects garbage, and no one stops her. No one's like, get a job, read a book.
They're like, just be available for music.
Yeah, just be available occasionally for your vocal entrance to pacify the local peasantry.
No, wait in the shell until your name is called.
Man, King maybe Ursula should have been in charge.
Yeah.
King Triton sounds like kind of an asshole.
Yeah. He's got some rage.
Oh, he definitely has some like that.
Daddy rage.
When he busted up that junk hole. Sorry. I did it again. When he zapped all of her human stuff with his Okay, let me try again.
When he entered her secret lair and used his magic
rod
to just rip it up.
No!
Nope.
Okay. When he broke a bunch of junk with lasers, is that okay?
Sure.
All right. If you come up with an innuendo over that, tweet at us.
At
Totes Recall Pod. I mean, that seemed like. That was, that's the moment where I thought, where's mom? Because, like, there's clearly some anger issues bubbling under the surface of King Triton.
Yeah.
And I felt like maybe she's alive and well, but she just went across the ocean. She's like, I can't deal with you anymore.
Maybe she left him for a human.
Oh! Holy shit. Brandon. Totally. That's totally what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it's Brandon.
That's why Sebastian had Under the Sea ready.
He wrote it for her.
But I bet
he just like kind of slapped together because he is like, if she leaves, this is my chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did they even mention the mother at all? Did he ever say like, you're just like your mother?
It just doesn't matter. As far as we know, they don't need mothers.
But they spawned.
Mention mothers in Disney movies?
Well, yes. Usually either the mother is just not present, or is killed in the first, like, part of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, Beauty and the Beast. Dead, right?
Yeah, the mom.
Single father.
Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Dead.
There's no...
Dead. There's no mom. There's no queen or anything.
Yeah.
There's the sultan.
But he's pretty old, though, so the, you know...
There are stepmothers who are evil.
Right.
Because, in Aladdin?
No, in Cinderella and other stuff.
Snow White.
And this movie.
Lion King?
No, Sleeping Beauty?
There's a mother
there's
there.
A mom? There's a mother.
There's a mom in that one.
She doesn't do anything.
Dad gets killed.
Dad gets killed.
Oh, right. What? What's wrong?
That's so emotional. When it gets stampeded by all the...
Buffalo? He's just like, Daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. Ugh. And you're like, why doesn't anybody help him?
That movie's so sad.
I hate that movie.
Aww.
Watch Lion King theaters four times.
Jeremy Irons, really? You guys. It's a delight. Come on.
Anyway, different movie.
Ugh.
Like, even the Pixar Disney movies, like, Finding Nemo, the mom is eaten by a barracuda.
Yeah, that's intense.
And so is the rest of their children.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's a thing Disney has.
Disney hates moms.
They do.
God. That's actually it's kind of true.
# patriarchy.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, King Triton, I think I remembered being scared of him.
Like, that part where he freaks out, yeah.
I was like, totally. Oh, dad rage.
Me too.
He's coming in and busting up your junk hole. It was intense.
It was.
At the end, he kind of looks back and he feels bad. But he's like... You can tell. That's when it's like, what do I do? Like, right. I need to protect my daughter.
Yeah. And that's what, that suggests to me that this is an ongoing issue.
Yeah.
Because there you go. It's like Rage Dad, who's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You know, the next day he's all apologetic. Yeah. But that's not going to replace all the crap he blew up.
Yeah.
Dad.
He gets some growth by the end.
Yeah, he does.
He comes around. Sebastian convinces him.
Yeah.
Well, Sebastian comes around.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody eventually comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's really that supportive. Flounder?
Flounder seems to be on her side.
Oh, but Flounder has to say goodbye at the end. Right. That is super sad.
I had never considered that when I was a kid. Like, Flounder is alone now.
Yeah.
They are best friends. Yeah.
As far as I can tell, no other friends. No.
I think he's probably bullied by everybody else in the Sea Kingdom.
There is a specific moment during Under the Sea... where all the creatures of the sea are dancing, playing each other, and Flounder is just swimming through them with nothing to do. So he's clearly like the weird kid.
He missed all the rehearsals.
Yeah, or he was never even invited.
Not invited.
Or maybe like he auditioned years ago and he couldn't do anything because of his tiny, fragile flipper hands. And Sebastian's like, why don't you just hang out with Ariel?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, he's the...
And they do, actually, I think they do a really good job of portraying him where he like... is sort of like a buddy but sad, but then even his final goodbye.
Oh, his like, little sad flipper.
He's got the animation is a good mixed emotion of like happy for her but sad that he's losing his friend.
My God.
Oh, and there's a little flipper goodbye just killed me.
So no one's happy in this movie.
I don't see why she can't come and visit though, right? Like if he can just willy nilly, it's like a remote control. Yeah. Just like
if his trident could just turn fish. Tail into legs, he could just go back, right? Well, for Thanksgiving?
And her lungs weren't, because she could breathe both in the water
all the time.
And on land.
Yeah, the legs were the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her lungs.
But then when she
different.
Jumped into the water, I guess because she just couldn't swim, she was like,
yeah, maybe she'll train to be a swimmer.
She couldn't make it. But here's one more thing about her transformation that Dan noted while we were watching. It's another Grease situation where the woman has to change.
Mm.
Like, why can't Trident
just go, boo,
and he gets Eric, fit? Who's a nothing character
right,
anyway.
And as we established earlier with that great song, it's way better under the sea.
Yeah.
What does he have up there? He's got a fucking lagoon.
Yeah, he doesn't even have his flute anymore.
He threw his flute in the ocean out of anger. Yeah, can you address that, Beth? Because you had very strong feelings about Eric's flute.
Well, the first time that you see Prink Eric, he is playing a flute, but it bothered me that the flute was not, like, horizontal. It was, like, being played like a recorder.
I'm sure there's a word for that type of instrument.
It is a kind of flute.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe it's like a sea flute or something.
Okay, well, no matter what, it was dumb.
Yeah.
And, but then, okay, he plays the flute, whatever. Then the next scene, he's playing the flute.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, he's playing
the flute.
It's
like his one thing.
He has zero dimension. Well, he's, like, nice to animals.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And maybe brave. He went to go save the dog.
Max.
Yeah, he's pretty humble. Like, he doesn't like the giant statue.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. He doesn't want to really be, like...
But there isn't, like, we don't know anything about him, you know, except for that he loves the flute.
And he's handsome, apparently.
Yeah. And beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as I mentioned that the flute was getting annoying, just the, like, two notes that he knows how to play, he threw it into the ocean.
It was amazing.
And I missed why he did it, but I think it's because I told him that I hated it.
That's never happened in the movie before. Yeah. That was a magical moment where Beth willed.
And then he looked straight at the camera and went, I love you, Beth. Oh,
you guys, Prince Eric.
Prince Eric, the worst prince.
He kind of is.
He is the worst prince. Is he?
No, he's not the worst.
I guess not. He's not the worst. Because he at least has a relationship with his dog.
He's nice to animals.
He has some, like, somewhat respectful relationship with that old man who, like, takes care of him or whatever.
Who is a more boring prince?
The Sleeping Beauty prince.
Or Snow White. Both of them are necrophiliacs and shouldn't
I don't think they even do anything in those movies, do they? They just kind of, like, swoop around in their capes, right?
They find... like
a dead girl.
Dead girls and kiss them. They're real scary.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. He's just sort of like, he's just boring.
He's just boring.
He's a nice guy.
He's clearly, it's one of the...
You guys, is he marriage material?
No! I don't think so, because
I really
don't
think he's give up your fins material.
Exactly! That's what I'm saying. She might, like, she barely knows him. It's all physical. It's all lust.
Oh, yeah.
So, like even a few months down the line, she's going to be like, I mean, that's going to be the argument. It's like, I gave up my fins for you. And then she'll throw something across the room.
And he'll get out a flute.
And then she'll slap it away, dive into the ocean, and then he'll shout back, like, you'll be back when you run out of air! And then
she'll go find Ursula.
Right.
And just party it
up.
Isn't
she dead?
Oh, yeah.
She gets impaled in a most sexual manner.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Molly was calling out all the sexual imagery.
There was a lot of holes and hole filling. And the scene at the very end with Ursula is like, he has this big abandoned boat that he's steering.
Thrust.
And he thrusts it into her.
Yeah.
Right as she's trying to thrust the trident into the water.
Oh! Vortex.
So she's like trying
she's trying to take
it Ariel with her thrust.
She's trying to claim the patriarchy for her own, holding the most powerful phallus in all the sea.
Triple phallus.
But no, of course she can't reclaim the power. So Prince Eric swoops in there and pierces her with his giant wooden penis.
Yeah, wouldn't it have been a more interesting movie if, like, Ariel just, like, because she had, I don't know, the blood of the king in her or something, just, like, basically, like, stopped the trident with her bare hand and fucking, like, just ripped it out of Ursula's, you know, octar.
Well, and that's what... Okay, so, like, the movie Frozen, which came out fairly recently.
Yes, 24 years after this.
Yes, right? 24 years later, and we're supposed to celebrate at that point that the princess realizes that true love is the love of her sister.
Yeah.
And that she has the power to change things on her own.
Yes.
Spoiler alert for Frozen.
Yes.
I'm really sorry, you guys. So that's 24 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard. I would be okay. I mean, maybe they already felt like they were taking liberties, because apparently in the Hans Christian Andersen version, she dies and turns into sea foam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which would have been, I don't know.
I'm not very Disney.
Not very Disney, no, I guess not.
I guess the story's pretty dark.
Oh, and the kissing at the end. I understand they're animated characters, but it was like you'd taken two paper cutouts with like
and
mouths
just
shoving like,
you. Molly
like
and I both
banging against each other.
Molly and I both simultaneously...
frozen together.
Yeah, they like fit together like puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
Molly and I both audibly went, ugh, when their lips met.
Yeah, for
which I don't think is the reaction they're going for.
Animation in the movie, the kissing, they need to work on their kissing drawing.
Yeah. Well, maybe the hair guy was also in charge of the kiss, and he was just like, guys, I'm so tired.
Just draw two pieces of paper and stick a match them together. And then probably they recorded some kissing sounds, and it seemed like too much.
Yeah, probably.
Oh. It's time to kiss.
It's just droopy dog.
Come back here and kiss me.
Oh, I should point out, since this is a childhood nostalgia trip, that I now that I remember the dog's name, I was delighted as a child that that dog had the same name as my dog.
Max.
That's it.
The dog is pretty sweet. Maybe he's dead by the end of the movie.
No! No, he's at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, no, he's at the wedding because he pops up between them when they're about to kiss or whatever.
The second wedding.
Because the dog knows this is going to be gross and horrible.
I just want to say this dog is way smarter than the prince.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we haven't even talked about how dumb this fucking prince is.
He's the worst prince. He's probably not. That's he's right. Not. But he's super boring. Yeah, the dog can first detect Ariel as the woman that
saved him.
Eric loves for no good reason.
Yeah. Because she's pretty, she's a nice voice. Saved
his life. Whatever.
And
whatever.
Then, again, identifies Ursula as evil.
Yeah.
And there's like, Ursula transformed into a hot lipstick lesbian.
Yeah.
To steal away the man.
Huh?
And then, that's so Max is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he... Because when she has legs, which first has legs, like, he literally is like, oh, you're her. And it's like, yeah, clearly. But then because she can't talk, it's like, oh, you must not be her.
Yeah.
Because beautiful singers don't get laryngitis.
Vocal rest. She's on vocal rest, for God's sake. She's a performer. She knows that she has to take care of her larynx. She's got a big show later.
He doesn't know anything about, like, singing because he's just invested in the flute. He's an orchestra. Nope.
Hey.
Choir? Nope.
Band. What?
Band. Thank you.
Yeah.
He's in the winds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not like the cool winds where Sebastian summons the elements themselves to...
And the cattails or whatever they were.
Yeah.
Lean back and... No, they're probably willows.
Wind willows.
Wind willows. The wind and the willow.
Oh, that's also a pretty movie, I think. I don't remember.
I don't want to watch it.
I didn't say that. Yeah, he's real dumb. Like, I mean, I know. I guess that happens in all these movies.
It's just a bummer that he's so flat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Are we just supposed to think of him as a stand-in for love and doesn't matter?
I guess.
What he looks like?
I would feel better if at any point they would just say, oh, I'm 17. That would be nice. That'd feel less creepy.
Instead of thinking that he might be like 25.
Or 30. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know how old he is. Yeah.
No.
He's still young.
Ish.
Like, he's a prince, not a king, right? But he doesn't have parents either.
But it's like time for him to get married. Like, that dude is like, the whole kingdom wants you to settle down.
Yeah. Does he not get to be king until he's married?
They don't even really imply that he'll ever be king. Like, maybe he's like a Prince Harry. Like, he's a second son.
Oh, he should really become a merman then.
Right?
It's a much better deal.
There's a sweet show every night with all the creatures.
He's probably too used to just eating fish for every
day. Playing the flute. Oh, I think that's what it is? He's like, I can't give up seafood, baby.
Oh, and they continue to hire the cook. The cook is at the wedding.
Yeah, that was weird that he was at the wedding.
Yeah. But Sebastian actually gets to show some courage and pluck.
Yeah.
And is able to take on his greatest enemy of all times.
Yes.
And literally breaks out the man's entire face.
Yeah.
Like, all of his teeth fall out. And
the
then
most
Sebastian
important tool of the
gets
chef.
The teeth.
The mouth.
The mouth.
For tasting and such.
Feet.
Feet, yeah.
Feet.
What do you call it? Feet. Anyway, and Sebastian gets a little high five at the end, which is very sweet.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like, from the writers or from an actual character?
From, I think, Will.
Flounder? I think Flounder gets
Flounder.
Oh, that's right, because he jumps. Yeah, he jumps in the water and he's like, oh,
and
thanks.
He's so
I
proud.
Did it.
And Scuttle. We should talk about Scuttle.
The drunk uncle.
The drunk uncle.
Voiced by Buddy Hackett.
We think.
Did no, we did. It. We did. Oh, okay.
Do we actually know who Buddy Hackett is, other than that he's a name and a comedian?
He's a famous comedian, contemporaries of Lenny Bruce.
Yeah, I think he used to, like, run a room in L.A. or something.
Yeah. So kind of a blue comic, which is funny that he's
in
a Disney movie.
Hey.
But he's, I think he's pretty great.
I thought he was entertaining.
He calls a fork a dingle hopper. He's dumb. But yeah, he does... Dan's right that he has that sort of drunk uncle energy.
Yeah, where he's kind of a fuck-up, but, like, they care about him.
Yeah.
You know, like, they take care of him because they know, like, well, he means well.
Yeah. I don't know if they... Do they think they really believe that he's smart? Like, they seem to be taken in.
Ariel does. Yeah, Ariel and Flounder, but not Sebastian.
Sebastian's...
He knows better.
Sebastian is... Okay. I would say that of all the characters in this movie, if we're going smartest If we're going smartest to dumbest. Okay. We go top three of the smartest characters. Ursula. I'm going to say smartest character, Ursula.
Yeah.
Second smartest, Sebastian. Third smartest, Max the dog. Right?
Yeah.
Because Max clearly has, like, the most, like, accurate perception of the world after Ursula and Sebastian.
Yeah. And yeah. Triton, he's a dummy. Yeah, he's like, my daughter's missing. Let's look everywhere in the sea instead of thinking how much she wants to be on the surface and how she always goes there.
Yeah.
And I forbid it. Oh, let's not look there
yet. Or maybe, why don't I use this trident to apparently make myself gigantic and just pop out of the ocean and look around?
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I agree those are the top smartest. But yeah. You want to go the three dumbest?
Three dumbest? Okay. Wow. Okay, bottom, Prink Eric, for sure. For sure. I say he's dumber than Scuttle.
What?
Yes.
Scuttle's pretty dumb.
But Scuttle, at least, like... Scuttle just has perception issues. His brain's mush. He's lived a hard life, Molly. Prink Eric has been coddled his entire life. Probably had the best education in the entire country. Because he had private tutors. All he focused on was the fucking flute. And how to, like, steer a ship, I guess.
Yeah, at least Scuttle can, like, think on his feet.
Yeah.
You know? He's there.
He even said at one point, he's like, when have I ever been wrong? When it's important. Like, he knows he's a fuck-up.
Yeah.
But he also understands that, like, when, you know, when the chips are down, like, he's there for you. And that's emotional intelligence. So, Prink Eric, dumbest. I mean, Scuttle's down there for sure, but
Flounder's dumber.
Flounder's pretty dumber than Eric.
No, dumber than Scuttle.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, he's just sort of naive.
Yeah, he's young.
He's just like a little kid.
He's like a little dumb kid. He's probably like the neighborhood boy who's like weird, and like Ariel was like too nice to ever be. Like, she's not quite old enough to be like, "Ugh, Flounder, go away! I'm trying to look cool."
Yeah, even if Ariel had stayed in the sea,
they would have fallen.
I think their friendship was going to be over in a couple years.
Oh yeah.
That's sad.
She would have found some hot merman driving around in his souped-up dolphin.
But then, 10 more years, Flounder is a full-grown fish.
Yep, a successful IT fish with a great pension.
I keep on wanting to think of, like, ocean puns for what, like, the equivalent would be. Like, pension. No.
They kept that to a minimum in this movie, actually. Didn't they?
Well, they did a lot of stuff like, you're not getting cold fins, are you?
Yeah. But they felt like they could have gone... If this were made in 2005 by DreamWorks Animation, that would have been the entire fucking movie.
Oh, just all water puns.
All water puns. In fact, that might have been what that Shark Tale movie was.
All washed up.
Was just water puns.
They tried to remake The Little Mermaid, but instead it turned into that.
And turned into Will Smith punching a shark. Oh, God, I actually saw that movie right now. Oh, it was terrible. Martin Scorsese quotes 50 Cent, the rapper 50 Cent, in that movie.
What?
As a fish. He's a fish. It's not Martin Scorsese, acclaimed film director, the character coming into the ocean.
He voices one of the
voices
fish.
A fish as a favorite of Spielberg, I guess. I don't know.
That's a Spielberg movie?
Well, DreamWorks is a Spielberg
production company. Oh, yeah. That's
We're going way deep right
now.
Ah. God!
20,000 leaves!
Oh, God. Anyway, the point is, Prince Eric is the dumbest character in the movie. Ursula's the smartest and the best. I would argue, maybe the best villain of all the Disney movies.
Wow.
Even better than Cruella de Vil?
Ooh. I haven't seen the movie.
Similar vibe.
But Cruella is more just, I don't know, because like...
It's true. She's more one-note evil.
Like, Ursula's like clearly like worldly and is like laughing at all of them. Like, it's constantly. Mm-hmm. She has their number and she's wrapping them around her little tentacle pinky.
She's pretty great.
She's great.
Scar's pretty good.
Scar is great because it's Jeremy Irons talking. So, like, already you're, like, up there. But he's not sassy. You know what I mean?
Sure, she's definitely a sassy.
Like, that's great. Like, Jafar is just like a, I'm a, meh.
What about in The Rescuers?
I don't remember The Rescuers.
Oh, there's like a...
Except for that frame of pornography that flies by.
I don't remember, like, her relationship to Penny, the girl in it.
There's
the kidnapper. She's like a kidnapper. She's kind of sick.
I don't remember that movie at all.
Oh.
There are humans in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh. Are they rescuing a human?
Yeah. They're rescuing a little girl who's kidnapped.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So there's a sassy lady in that movie?
Yeah, she's sassy, and then she has, like, a dumb apprentice / husband.
Are there any final notes?
The only miscellaneous thing I wrote down was eel farts.
Yeah.
Were there eel farts?
When the eels farts, first yeah. when the eels first appear on the surface when she's fawning over Dumbo, there's like bubbles and like we've been training.
Simultaneously, right. Dan and Dan go eel farts.
Yeah. Because we're perceptive cartoon watchers and usually bubbles means farts.
Yeah. What else would it mean?
Eels, apparently.
Where would they have in they wouldn't intake air any other way. You think it's burps?
Their face. No, I just think
but they breathe they don't take air in. They're fish.
Well, they take air in through the water.
Maybe they're just magic evil bubbles.
Maybe their rotting human eyeballs are shooting gas out.
Yeah, that's it.
Ew.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take it.
Good.
Solved that one. Check it out.
Anything else? Did we like the movie then? I mean, did we all like it better?
Yeah. So overall, better or worse? I said I thought I would like it a little bit better because I would be sort of charmed by it. Yeah. I think I was. I think I did like it probably better than when I saw it last time as like a young kid who's like, ugh, women are kissing, gross.
Right.
And now there's a little more to it.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was delightful. I loved it so much. I loved everything about it except for Ariel's song and the weird kiss at the end.
Right. So, yeah, you
glowing recommendation. Well, I think you said you thought you were going to like it a little less.
I thought I was going to be more outraged.
Yeah.
And I think I really liked the villain more than I expected to.
Yeah.
She was actually not one-dimensional.
The sort of gender stereotypes are not as bad as they could be, maybe. Like it's still a story about wanting to get married, which is kind of annoying.
You're not being, like, spoon-fed, like, this is what girls do.
Yeah. It's, like, not as bad as it could be, which is sad. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe I did like it more because, because as a kid, like, certainly I was charmed by it, as I was charmed by any cartoon, especially with that great song and dance.
And the hair animation.
And the hair animation. I'm sure I was mesmerized with that. But now, like, oh, man, did I have a great time with Ursula. Like, I did not expect to enjoy that character as much as I did. And now I am looking at this movie as someone who insisted much more on watching Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin. I'm looking at this movie in a whole new light as an adult. So good job, whoever voiced that character, whoever wrote the script, whoever animated those tentacles.
Walt Disney.
Oh, wow.
He did all of it.
That's amazing. Yeah, he was the voice of Ursula?
It was just one credit.
Oh, incredible. Everything
by Walt Disney.
That'd be amazing.
I didn't think that I could like it more than when I was a kid, and I'm not sure that I did, but I liked it just as much.
Yeah.
I thought it was really fun, and I still thought there were like moments that I remember laughing at as a kid. I laughed at watching just like silly physical humor, or like there was like a scene where Sebastian is like what do you call this, like he's like tapping his claws because he's being impatient, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah,
I don't know why. But
yeah, that's something I really like now as a perceptive adult, is like how much fun they had with the anatomy of the sea creatures.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he had fingers. They're like, oh, he'll just tap his weird legs back and forth.
Yeah.
Instead of fingers.
I think when I was a kid, I just thought it was funny. But now I, like, really appreciate it.
How clever it is.
Yeah. Like, oh, clever. Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe we should wish everyone a happy
Valentine's Day. Okay, let's do it together.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day. Do 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 do.
Playing a jellyfish like it's a violin for some reason. Slapping a shell that makes different tones, even though they're all mostly the same size, but whatever, they're underwater, so they wouldn't make that sound anyways.
Thank you for listening to Totes Recall. New episodes drop on the 15th of every month. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Totes Recall Pod. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. It helps more people find the show. Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan Jaquette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. For more information, check out noisepicnic.com/totesrecall.